Bjorn Baker, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys.
How are you looking towards Magic Millions?
You'll
be
strong.
Do you get out and about and do lots of inspections?
Yeah, well, come December, we'll be doing a little bit more and looking forward to it. It's always a very important sale, busy time of the year and fun time of the year. And I guess more pressing at the moment is the New Zealand Ready to Run next week. So a lot of good horses have come out of that sale as well the last few years.
Yep, no, for sure.
Yeah, it's non-stop. The carnival just starts with the trainers now, just in these sales and, you know, inspections and whatever. Today, Bjorn, you got two in race three. Collateral, he was very good first up, and obviously there was excuses with suggestions he got over his tongue over the bit last time.
Yeah, I think so. So the tongue tie goes on, and that should rectify that. But I think last time, too, it was a very good race last time. I think the form will hold up well. And he second up to 1,800 was always going to be a bit of an ask. And even today, third up 2,000, I just wonder whether he'll be better for this run. But he is a high-quality horse. On his day, he's right up to this level. Andrew Adkins claims 1.5 kilos, so he gets in pretty well for a horse with what he's done.
Impavido, just not much has gone right for him this prep. He's just had no card into the race. He's had wide draws where he's had to get back and do it all on his own. So surely he's going to give a change luck shortly.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping he's drawn well today, so that's a good start. And he's sort of ready for the 2,000 metres. So he should be able to probably, hopefully, be a little bit closer without doing too much. And I think he's still a good horse. I'm hoping we're yet to see the best of him. And he's a horse that possibly, if he keeps going through the grades or wins one or two, we may look at the Magic Millions Stars race as he's a Magic Millions horse.
Is it okay that we haven't got rain on this track and it's going to be hard for a horse like him?
Yeah, whether it still comes or not, if my results were as good as the meteorologist, I'd have another job, I think, the way they're going. But I think he's run really well on hard tracks as well, and I don't think that's too much of a concern for him or Collateral.
Yeah. Race 6, Emberley, he'll give an honest on-pace run again?
Yeah, I think so, and if Dark Eyes comes out, he'll probably be the sole leader, and we'll look to be positive. He's rock hard fit. I think he's had a long spring, and he's a horse that the good track's definitely in his favour, so he'll look to roll along at a good tempo.
Race number 8, Redouble. Well, he would have had an easy week. He bounced back well, winning last week.
Yeah, your old mate, Ron.
Oh, I can't catch him. Don't start.
They're a loyal bunch. Some of the funders, they stuck with him last time. And,
yeah. I've been eating bread and dripping all week.
Yeah, he's... it was a good win last week, and I thought we'll just put a nomination in and see how he comes through. And of course, he hasn't done too much this week, and he looks really well. So he'll probably roll forward today, and he's in good order, and there's no form like winning form, so why not run him?
And you got the tough old bugger Cool Ring in the last. Back in distance, probably not ideal.
Oh, I think if anything, it might be a help. And we've sort of kept him fresh since last time, and hopefully he can jump and put himself there. And look, he's getting on a bit, and we've got to see he's got to show a little bit of life soon. Otherwise, we'll probably have to consider what we do. But he's been a good horse. On his day, if he can bounce back on a good track, which he likes, he's not out of it, and I think he gets into this race okay at the Wakes.
Mm. Hey, just while we've got you, Duff, where are you putting Redouble in your tips today?
Second. Yes. He's going to haunt me. I know that.
You get those horses that haunt you, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Bjorn, I asked you earlier in the week, and I haven't reported it, but you've decided to give Champagne Cuddles a really good spell?
Yeah, she actually had a little fetlock chip, so unfortunately that has to come out. And as much as we would have liked to go towards the Magic Millions, she seems destined to miss it. It was about this time last year that we're looking to get to the two-year-old Magic Millions, and she had a little chip, and unfortunately this time this year. So hopefully it's a blessing in disguise. She had a great spring. It means we invariably have to give her a really good break, so she'll probably come back sort of late autumn into the winter, and she'll be competitive and whatever she goes, and she's a good filly.
Yeah, she's good, and Addictive Nature's about to come back in for the autumn.
Yeah, I think he's sort of due in next week. So looking forward to him coming in. He did an amazing job, even his last run in the Stan Fox. It really worked out to be one of the form races of the spring. I think he's going to go towards the autumn, and he should go really well.
Good luck today, mate. Hope they all run well. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.